Wave 105. It's all happened very last minute, but I'm delighted to say that I've got Glenn Tilbrook and Chris Difford from Squeeze on the show tonight. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
How are you?
I'm very, very well indeed, thank you. I've got to say, this is a bit of a weird thing for me because I had my first ever snog in a park to one of your tunes from way, way back in the day. And that kind of dates me, and it's just weird that to think that you've like been there forever, apart from the little break that you had sort of like towards the end of the 90s. So just in a very quick nutshell, what have you been doing sort of in that time up until the new album, which we'll talk about in a second?
Well, I have to ask, first of all, was it Tongues?
Do you know what? It was, I'm not going to name names, and it was in Dulwich Park, and I think there could have been a little bit of tongue involved. That's as far as I'm going with that one.
That's great. Well done.
Excellent.
And it was Up the Junction, if that was definitely the song, Up the Junction.
Okay.
So that has stuck in my mind forever. And that's the thing about your songs as well, is because, you know, as soon as one comes on the radio, they stick in your mind. But as I say, you've been, you know, you've kind of gone your separate ways and come back together again. And there's been a bit of a gap. So what's been happening?
Well, you know, Squeeze has been together again as a touring band since 2007, and Chris and I have done our own records for a while, and I think that's been really important in the whole process of bringing us together again, because we had some stuff to sort of talk about, you know, different experiences, different writing partners, and all that stuff has really enriched what we both bring to the table, I think.
Of course, the new album as well, which is it's kind of you've got the TV connection with that, with Cradle to the Grave, which is already running on TV as well. How did the sort of connection between you and Danny Baker happen?
Well, we all grew up in the same neck of the woods, really, and Danny's been a friend for many, many years. And when Glenn read Going to Sea in a Sieve, he called Danny up and suggested that we'd sort of write some songs to make a musical of the book. But Danny had already sort of moved it on, and it was becoming a TV show, and he looped us in on it, and consequently that's where this album came in.
If people haven't sort of caught the show yet, this is the one with Peter Kay, who plays Danny's father. And it's a real, it is like sort of stepping back in time to that era, isn't it, really?
Very much so, yeah. And they've done a brilliant job of capturing that time.
So for the fact that you guys are sort of working together, I know you say you've been sort of, you know, going on as a touring band. Is the, you know, the old sort of connection still there? Is it still a really enjoyable thing to do?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, when we got Squeeze back together again, it was about sort of respecting our past and trying to do that in the best way possible and not being complacent about it, and really moving on. That's what we're doing with our future. You know, I think that we thought that if we do another record, you know, it has to stand up amongst our best stuff, and I'm very proud to say I really believe that it does. You know, we can still write strong songs, and the band are great, and you know, just everything has sort of slotted into place in a really marvelous way.
It's got the old Squeeze feel, which personally I love, and it's nice that you've kind of not you've not gone anywhere radically different. I know people are always trying to reinvent themselves and do, you know, new stuff, but it's you know, it's acoustic pop with fantastic words and music, and that's kind of what you've always done, isn't it?
I think a lot of people have said, God, this album really sounds like Squeeze, and that's exactly what it should do. You know, it should sound like us. I think sometimes it's folly for bands to go off and do things that make them sound like something that they're not. It's great to be comfortable in your own clothes, I think.
So in the way the music industry works at the moment, you're almost an enigma, aren't you, really? Because you're just going out, just doing your own thing, you know, with no regard for trends, fads or anything at all.
I think, you know, one of the things that's lucky about Squeeze is that we've always been outside of what's going on. So we fit into that space very comfortably.
And I know you're on tour. You've got a big tour, which actually gets underway in a couple of days. And you're coming to Guildford September 26th, Brighton on the 28th. And the other near one to us is in October on the 13th at Bournemouth Pavilion. I mean, are there songs that you still get sort of requests for to play time and time and time and time again that you still love to do from the old days as well?
Well, there's a fair mixture of old and new. And the great rewarding thing about this record is the new songs stand up extremely well against the old. So, you know, we can play Cradle to the Grave alongside Pulling Muscles from a Shell, and they sound like they were, you know, they're from the same canon, which indeed they are.
It sounds absolutely great, and I'm really pleased that you guys are together. As I always say, for personal
Thank
reasons,
you.
I will always have that soft spot.
Absolutely.
For Squeeze. I mean, but you guys, you're probably a similar age to me. I would think, you know, where do you go from here? Is there going to be another sort of 10-year gap, and then you're going to come with another album, or is it sort of onwards at 100 miles an hour now?
You know, we've got a head of steam at the moment, so we'd be mad not to just press ahead. You know, that we've got full enthusiasm and people are listening to us, which is really great.
Well, best of luck with the full steam ahead that you've certainly got behind you at the moment. The Cradle to the Grave is out on the 2nd of October, and we'll play the new single now for the first time here on the evening show. This is Happy Days. Guys, thank you very much for joining us tonight.